Hi, everyone. It is Bobby Dooley. And, of course, we're at Butner Lake. What Phil is going to be doing this week is featuring some shows from Butner that go back a few years. I suggested, and Phil has agreed, that we call this A Basket of Butner.
Yeah, like a basket full.
Yeah, you could call it a basket. If you could, a note to Bud Dickman, please cut out Steve. A basket.
You don't want to do a basketful.
No, I don't want to do a basketful. You know what, Steve? You're going to have a basketful of aching nuts.
Oh, my God.
Cut all of that out if you don't mind. A basket of Butner. Cut all of that out. I just said fuck. A basket of Butner for the remainder of this week on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I hope you enjoy it. This, then, is from August of last year when Steve Bozell interviewed me. Remember, Steve?
Who?
Here it is.
It's time for Steve Bozell. Yes, Steve Bozell from the Corona Men's Club. Steve Bozell holding forth in the Kitty Corral. Yes, Steve Bozell, one of the top, well, he's not one of the top stand-up comics, but he hopes to be someday. Steve Bozell. Come on in, Steve.
Thank you very much, and it's great to be with you here on the Steve Bozell Experience. That's not really what we're going to call it, is it? No. Hi, everybody. I'm Steve Bozell, and I'm going to be the host of today's show. And it's kind of a midsummer show. Mr. Hendry is off doing different things and different stuff that he's doing. I only got the call here about a half hour ago. They were going to have Mr. Bob Green do it, but apparently he's down at a meet and green, or he's down at the...
Bob Green's Meets and Greens.
Oh, okay. He was down to Bob Green's Meet Green.
Going to get pissed. Got to see Bob Green.
Don't worry. You're doing it good,
Steve.
Yeah, Bob Green, Meet Green. Anyway, so they pressed me into service at the last minute, and I'm hosting the show.
I don't know why they couldn't have asked one of us. Margaret, Phil wants to spread it around. Yeah, I'll see he wants to spread it around.
Well, okay, I've just been... Thank you. Now I've just been compared to something that smears a toilet seat.
Jeez. I did not say that.
Well, when you said that he likes to spread it around...
I meant to say, yes, it was derogatory, but not aimed at you, Steve. Steve, you're one of our best friends. We like you.
Yeah, you're good. You're good, Mr. Bozell.
I'm so good you call me Mr. Bozell. I mean, how many times...
Get it right, will you, bud?
I'm sorry, Mr.
Bozell.
Bozell.
You're going to have to do a heavy editing on this.
We will, don't worry. We'll edit all this out.
And welcome to the Steve Bozell Experience on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm very, very pleased to bring on Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. And Ms. Dooley has just recently returned from Butner Lake, where her and her family hold forth every summer. And it is very honored to interview you, Ms. Dooley.
Steve, I understand you're a little bit nervous, right?
You're kind of nervous, are you? I feel a little bit nervous, yeah.
Don't be nervous. You're doing a great job. A lot of men, especially, are nervous when they're... All right, Steve, that's good. Thank you.
I'm just swishing the water around for you.
You swished it around enough. A lot of men are nervous when they speak to me for the first time.
Well, I understand you're in a bathtub.
I am. I'm having a tub. My husband is here. Give me some of the Cameo soap and give me the zest, okay? The zest, Steve, the zest. And
okay, you're taking a bath now? You're taking a bath now?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. That's what you do in a bathtub. The zest, and then, you know what? I think I'd like the Irish Spring, too. Yeah, the zest and the Irish Spring.
Those are types of soaps that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they are. They're. I'm getting out of the tub right now.
Hot damn, baby. You're looking pretty good.
You're out of the tub right now.
Yeah, I'm going to walk over. There's a selection of soaps we have here. Cameo's good. Dove. Where's the Dove bar, Steve?
Right here.
What are you all nervous about?
Well, you're standing there naked.
Guess what? Something you haven't seen before? Don't you dare talk about how good-looking I am on the radio when people know I'm standing here nude!
Sorry.
Okay, let me have the... I'm sorry, so very, very sorry there, Mr. Bozell. I just got a Dove bar and some of the zest.
So you're picking out the kind of soap that you're going to bathe with?
Yes, what we do here on a lot of Monday nights... This is Thursday. What is today?
Tuesday.
Okay. What do you all...
Good.
My husband gets nervous when I brush by him and I'm naked. I was perusing some of our soaps.
All right, so you're looking at the soap that you have. And I heard you say you got Zest.
We have Zest, Dove, Cameo, Iris Spring, and what's the other soap that we have, Steve?
Lava.
Lava? Are you out of your mind? So was...
The Lava soap is you use for oil and grease.
Yes, you do.
Now, Ms. Newley, are you back in the tub? Or?
I'm going to get into the tub right now. Hold on. I want some hot water, Steve. Hit it.
What?
I said to hit it with the hot water. Yeah, there you go. That a baby.
Yeah. Hi, Bobby.
Okay, turn it off. Turn it off. Thank you.
That was you?
That was me what?
In the tub, feeling the hotness of it.
Yes. I'm relaxing. It's been a long drive, Steve. We just came down from Butner Lake. And we're back for the summer, we think.
All right, so that's something I think a lot of people want to know about is, Ms. Dooley, you spend the summers at Butner Lake, and you spend the summers there, but you've come back.
We have come back. We're back. We're back bigger and better than ever before.
But what was the purpose of you leaving Butner Lake early?
You know, Steve, you could probably speak more to this, right?
White trash.
Give me the phone. Ow!
Mr. Henry told me that you're not allowed to strike your husband.
I didn't hit him. Steve, did I hit you?
She kind of glanced her hand off my nut bag.
Mr. Henry...
Mrs. Henry?
No, Mr. Henry said, please don't do that.
No, he's fine. I glanced the back of my hand off of his sack. Stop it.
I think that's what Mr. Henry was talking about.
You tell Mr. Henry to call me if he's got a problem. You understand?
Well, Ms. Dooley...
You tell Mr. Henry to call me if he's got a problem, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So what was your question?
My question is, why have you left Butner Lake early this year? It's only mid, whatever this is now, it's mid-August.
We left, Steve, I have to tell you, because it's been a little disappointing this year. It's crowded, and there's a lot more people over at, for instance, Goublin Beach, along the Goublin, which is a long stretch of sand in front of our cabin. And we've just noticed that the quality of person is beginning to deteriorate. We used to have a kind of a high-end homeowner here. A lot of people had their second homes. Had their summer cabins.
Well, and now this is your summer cabin up there, right? Didn't your first summer cabin burn down?
It did. That was the summer of 2018 when a skyrocket that numbnuts over here.
Oh, come on, Bobby.
I just glanced my hand off the back of his neck.
You got to stop doing that.
Well, you did. You shot a skyrocket into the living room.
Well, Steve accidentally shot a skyrocket into the living room of your old cabin. It burned to the ground.
It burned to the ground, and there's a lot of, photographs of it burned right to the ground. I mean, the fire department got there and took one look. I think they got out of their trucks, they looked, and they got back in and left.
The fire department left?
Yeah. But they weren't supposed to, because I guess you're supposed to put some water on it so that it don't, burn out of control. But by that point, Dylan, my eldest boy, had a hose out. He had a lawn hose out and had a hose, and he just started to...
Your son was taking care of it with just a garden hose?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, he just started laying water on it. Then the fire department came back and realized that a 15-year-old kid couldn't take care of it.
Okay, we're talking to Bobby Dooley. This is the Steve Bozell set with Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve, talking about how they've been at Butner Lake, where they're leaving early. And you're basically saying that the crowd up there has gotten a little low end.
Yeah, the crowd here at Butner Lake, as I said, there used to be homeowners, individual homeowners, people who took care, I think, of Butner Village, the Goublin, the Squats, Butner Landing, Goublin City, and Butner City.
All of these are the different locales there at Butner Lake.
Yes, these are all places that were founded by the founding families, the Goublin family, as well as the Butner family.
All right, talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley here on the Steve Bozell Experience. So, what was the What was the prime problem with the people that you left? You said you don't like them. They're a little kind of, and I'm going to use the phrase, they're a little white trashy Europe.
Well, we don't want to get racial, okay?
No, you can't get racial about it.
We're not, don't worry, Steve. No, but if the, yes, they were primarily white people, but I don't want to get racial. And I don't like the term white trash. Let me just say that they were people who, they are trash.
Well, I mean, when you say white, what is meant by white trash anyway?
Well, the people that don't know how to behave, they're drinking and boating, which is very, very dangerous. The girls are all in these string bikinis, everything hanging out. Is that right, Steve? No, go ahead, you can say.
Yeah, look good.
Ow.
Did you just kind of backhanded his nuts?
I walked by and went, oh, look at this, ouch. You all right?
Yeah.
I got to report all of this to Mr. Henry.
Go ahead and report it to Mr. Henry. I'm talking to this guy.
Anyway, we got Bobby and Steve Dooley on the phone here. They've left Butner Lake early because of what they don't want to call white trash, but trash.
A lot of trash. Yes, they are white, but mostly they are drinking, boating, the girlfriends with the string bikinis and everything hanging out, and the beach far too crowded. And the worst thing about it is I'll go walking into town to get a six-pack of Blatz and some beer nuts. I don't know the behavior of men, Mr. What are you?
Bozell.
Mr. Bozell. The behavior of men, Mr. Bozell, is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, they're all yelling at my wife and everything, talking about her butt hanging.
Watch it, Steve, okay?
What were they doing? You're walking into town?
I was walking, yeah.
Now, my understanding is usually Mr. Dooley will take the boat across the straits to the flats, right?
Yes, Steve will take it across the straits to Butner Landing, what they used to call the squats, and pick up the beer nuts. But I decided that I wanted to walk into town. I wanted the exercise. I'll tell them what I was. I'm in a pair of heels and a bikini. And the...
How far do you have to walk?
Probably a half a mile.
Why would you walk that when you could just go get in the boat?
Because I needed the exercise, and I don't need Steve running another boat up on the Culo Jetty. Okay, every time he's out there, he's running a boat up on the Culo Jetty, and there's hell to pay for it. So I decided I'd walk around the bend over to the squats, to Butner Landing, and get a six-pack of Blatz and some beer nuts. Now I'm wearing a pair of heels. I have on a string bikini, my sunglasses, and I'm carrying my purse. And as I'm walking along the highway, and it was right over there on Highway 65, the Butner, which goes between Butner Lake, Butner Village, and Goblin City.
Okay.
Well, what's with you? You kind of hesitated.
What, don't you believe my wife's saying?
I got it, Steve.
No, how many cities, towns are there?
There's Butner Village, and then there's Goblin City beyond that. Goblin City, it's part of the Butner Metro.
Okay.
So, the Butner runs between Goblin City and Butner Village. As I round the turn, along comes a truckload of them. And they're hooting, and they're, what are they saying, Steve?
Oh, they're yelling all kinds of foul, talking about my wife's butt, and her boobs, everything hanging out.
They're yelling and hooting. And I'm used to it, okay? I'm used to having men take a look at me and go, yeah, you know, and do some pretty crazy things. But this was me just simply trying to get a sixer of Blatz and a bag of beer nuts and get my ass back to the cabin.
Yeah, but why didn't you? I know you didn't want your husband to wreck another boat on Culo Jetty. Wasn't there another way you could get over there?
No, there was no other way. Either I take the boat, and that means, because I don't know how to drive the boat, and that means Steve is going to run it up onto Culo Jetty or run somebody else up onto Culo Jetty. So anyway, as I was saying, I'm coming around the turn. Here comes a carload of this trash. The baseball caps turned around. The shirts open, sometimes no shirt at all. The big baggy shorts. Beer guts that were frightening, to be honest with you. And they're yelling, going, yeah, yeah, what's that taste like? Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me. God, I'm going to kick their ass.
Easy, Steve. Yeah, where are you going to be sitting tonight? Can I take you to dinner? And if I can't take you to dinner, I got the place for you to sit. Stuff like that.
Okay, so they're being just...
being very, very vulgar. So I waved them, I flagged them down.
You flagged them down?
Yeah, this is the best part. My wife flagged...
I got it, Steve. I flagged them down.
No, when you say you flagged them down, what'd you do?
I just waved my arms. I said, come on back. So they put it in reverse. They come back. And one of them leans out the window and says, hey, little lady. He points to his nose and said, hop on in and have a seat, pointing to his nose. And that's when I did a Three Stooges two-finger punch right to the eyeballs. And I heard him scream, and I darted down this hillside.
Believe that or not? Wait. Hold on for just a minute here.
No, you don't play with Bobby Dooley. What did you think was going to happen?
Well, wait. You did what?
I said, I flagged them down. They back up. He goes, hop in and have a seat. And he's pointing to his nose. And I did the two-finger Three Stooges eyeball gouge. I heard him scream, and I rolled down the hillside and hid in some brush.
Yeah, you believe that? And how long were you waiting there?
Well, they took off. They were so shocked, and they saw that I'd rolled down the hillside. They took off to get their friend to the to the Doster's or to the Dockable.
You mean the hospital?
To the hospital or to the doctor's. And once I knew that the coast was clear, then I climbed back up the roadside and I walked back to the house.
Man, there's all kinds of things that's wrong with that story.
You call my wife a liar?
You calling me a liar?
Well, first of all, how did you dare get back on that highway? Those guys were probably looking for you.
Well, they did not look for me because when they heard their friend scream and grab his eyes, they immediately took off, probably looking for a local clinic or something, or a doctor. And I saw them take off. That's when I got out from behind the bushes I was behind, and I sort of scrambled up this dirt hillside, and I made my way back to the cabin. Now, I wasn't walking down the highway. I was walking along the road. If I heard a car coming, I would go and hide behind a tree.
Yeah, my wife came in. She left to walk over to Butner's Landing about 5:30, and she came back about 6:15.
Yeah, and so Steve then took the truck and went over and got beer nuts and a sixer of Blatz.
Well, Ms. Dooley, that's extremely dangerous what you did to that man.
Yeah, I know that, but the Three Stooges done it on a million of their movies. And you know something else? That man deserved it.
How do you know you didn't inflict some serious harm on that man? The man screamed.
You know, at that point, I was in fear for my life, okay? So I'm not about to hang around and see whether the guy's okay.
That guy, talk about my wife sitting on his nose.
Well, hold on for a minute, Steve. I wasn't about to hang around and see, well, gee, if I don't do anything, maybe they'll be nice to me.
Well, I mean, they're pulled over. You flagged them down.
Yeah.
So you asked them to stop.
Yeah.
And so they did stop.
They backed up. Yeah, they backed up, and they came up to where I was, and the guy points at his nose and says, hop in and have a seat. And that's when I did the old Three Stooges.
Yeah, so you took two fingers and you eye punched this guy.
Two fingers with the eyeball punch, with the eye punch, yeah.
You heard him scream, and they took off?
Well, they started cursing me, going, what the hell do you think you're doing? But he's holding his face. And so one guy tried to get out. That's when I rolled down the hillside and hid behind a bush.
Yeah, my wife, basically what my wife did, she did a stunt roll. She just rolled out of the situation, a stunt roll down the hillside. You did a stunt roll.
That's right. What about it?
And God.
Yeah. We're a survivor. The Dooley's a survivor.
No one comes up to me, points at their nose, and says, have a seat, when he's a big tub of trout oil. No one.
Yeah, but again, I what you did to that man, it could have been a very serious injury.
Well, I'm betting that no, it wasn't.
Yeah, Three Stooges did all the time.
Yeah, I got it, Steve. The Three Stooges done it all the time on their shows.
Well, I can guarantee you right now, somebody who lives at Butner Lake has listened to this broadcast or will listen to this broadcast and will be on the lookout for you, and you may get a visit from one of the gendarmes up there.
Well, you know something? First of all, Butner is run by the Gublin County Sheriff, who I know very well, Todd Gublin.
Todd Gublin comes from a long...
I think they understand that, Steve.
This guy, Todd Gublin, is part of the Gublin family?
No, he's part of the Butner... Yes, he's part of the Gublin. Todd Gublin is a very dear friend. Very dear friend indeed. So the report would be made to the Gublin Sheriff's Office. Todd would field the report more than likely.
No, they must have some deputy sheriffs.
Listen to you. Are you on my side or aren't you?
Yeah, whose side are you on, Bozell? I'm trying to find out the extent of the damage you might have done to this man.
Oh, my God. I was a woman being assaulted.
No, you weren't. I mean, you flagged the guy down. He said he'd have a seat, pointing at his nose. That's the worst thing that he did.
These people have been up here all weekend. with their trash can ways and their trash can smiles. I, Bobby Dooley, will not put up with it.
Okay, now we got a phone call.
Yeah, we got a guy by the name of Lad Grayson.
Who?
Guy by the name of Lad Grayson is calling. He says he's the guy that you did an eyeball punch to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what? I'll know whether it is or not. Hello?
Yeah, this is Mr. Lad Grayson, right?
This is Mr. Lad Grayson. I was at Butner Lake today, and I was the one that got two fingers stuck in my eyes simply because I was saying to this young lady, have a seat. That's all I said.
Well, first of all, we've got to determine if you are who you say you are.
Yeah, hold on. What were you wearing? What color shorts were you wearing?
I was wearing baby blue shorts, and I got a Wonder Woman tattoo up on my upper right bicep.
Okay, you are this man. Your name is what?
My name is Lad Grayson, and all I did was say to you, hey, hop in, have a seat, and I pointed at my nose.
Right, that is crude and vulgar.
Well, I don't think it necessitated you almost blinding me by putting your fingers in my eyes.
Mr. Grayson, let me ask you, are you okay?
Yes, I'm all right. What I should do, though, is sue you for assault.
Did you go to the police?
Yes, I did. I talked to Sheriff Goblin. He said, am I okay? I said I was fine. And he said, and who was the lady? And I said, well, she was in a string bikini and high heels. He said, it's Bobby Dooley. And she's generally on this Phil Henry podcast. And so that's how I found you.
Right. And so is he going to arrest me?
He said he'd take care of it.
Well, as I said, I know Mr. Goblin. I know Sheriff Goblin. He's going to do nothing of the sort. Sheriff Goblin knows that young women this time of year at Butner Lake are at risk.
Well, wait a minute.
We are at risk from garbage like you, lily white trash, coming up in your stained shorts, talking to me about having a seat on your face. No can do.
Let me tell you something, Grayson. This is her husband.
Oh, boy. I wish I'd been there. What are you going to do about it?
I took care of it, Steve. Don't worry. So,
you're telling me that the sheriff there of Goblin County is not going to do nothing about it?
I doubt it, seriously.
All right, let me ask you, sir, Mr. Grayson. I assume that you couldn't possibly be all right. You've got any kind of damage at all?
I, you know what? When I file a civil suit against this woman, Dooley, I may find out that I've got X-ray vision in one eye and I'm blind in the other. What do you think about that?
You do whatever you can do. You get your doctors, I'll get mine.
What's that mean, you get your doctors?
You get your doctors, we'll get ours.
You get your doctors, we'll get ours.
Well, I would have to stand here with Mr. Grayson.
Not for nobody cares.
Nobody cares what you think, Mr. Bozell.
Well, I care what he thinks.
I've got to say, I have to stand with Mr. Grayson. He's going to sue you for you sticking your fingers in his eyes.
Okay, and I'll sue him for gross sexual harassment. I felt at risk for my life.
My wife felt she would be attacked.
What are you kidding me? All I said was, I've got somewhere for you to sit, and I pointed at my nose.
Really? And you call that what? Do you call that an affectionate comment? Do you call that something that is going to endear you to me? Do you call that a comment that a woman wouldn't be afraid of? I don't think so.
You know what? I'm going to sue you, Ms. Dooley, for sticking your fingers in my eye.
I will tell the court what you said.
Well, Ms. Dooley, I mean, he said to you, he pointed at his nose.
He pointed directly at his nose and said, come on in and have a seat. And that's when I thought, get a load of the big tub of trash. And I did a little two-finger punch, just yeah.
All right, and right in my eyeballs.
But you're all right, sir.
I can see fine, but who knows what damage. I'm going to, believe me, I'll go see a doctor, and I will go see, and I will see if I can't have you prosecuted.
You do what you need to do. Todd Goblin's a friend of mine.
Yeah, we know the Goblin.
I don't give a damn you know that Goblin.
All right, well, thank you, sir, Mr. Lad Grayson. Where do you live, sir?
I come from Santa Barbara, California.
Okay, sir.
No, you don't. You come from another country, don't you?
I live in Santa Barbara, California.
You're a 40. You're part of that flotilla of trash that arrived at Butner this past weekend.
Yeah, how come we left?
Well, I'm glad you did. Apparently you didn't leave fast enough because you're walking down the road and you flagged us down. You flagged us down.
I did. I flagged you down to tell you what a carload of donut oil and crooked teeth you were. You were the guys that were yelling at me.
All I said, God damn.
Well, you pointed at your nose.
I pointed my nose.
That's the kind of thing that's going to set a woman off.
All right, well, I don't think we're going to have a resolution to this at all here. Lad Grayson, good luck to you, sir. You have an attorney. You know the Dooleys, and I'm assuming it's a civil action.
You better believe it'll be a civil action. This was a vicious attack by a woman.
A single woman on the side of a road
a carload of five beer-belly rednecks, all of you guys at one time, pointing at your noses and saying, have a seat. So I decided I picked out the guy closest to me. Yeah, I gave you a two-finger surprise.
Right, you could have blinded me. You could have blinded me good. You could have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Grayson. We'll be talking about this as the days and weeks go on. I'd certainly like to get your input as you head toward whatever legal remedy you seek.
Yeah, you don't worry about it, Dooley. I will seek a legal remedy.
Yeah, you do that.
You do that. Good luck. I was a single woman on the side of a road and a carload of you guys that ordinarily would be hanging around a bait shop come rolling by, all of you pointing at your noses, have a seat, and I flag you down.
All right, why'd you flag us down?
To do what I did.
She was in a vulnerable position.
Oh, why don't you shut up, okay?
Thanks very much, Mr. Grayson.
No, but that's
Lad Grayson. Bobby and Steve Dooley here. Your final thoughts.
I was going to say, a lone woman walking down the side of a highway on her way to get beer nuts and Blatt's beer gets hooted at by this carload of dumb Butner Lake hillbillies. You better believe I went ahead and said hello to this guy, introduced him to my ring finger and finger number one.
Your ring finger and finger number one, that would make...
Never mind, it's the first two fingers is next to the thumb.
Yeah, whatever you call those.
All
right. Thank you, Ms. Dooley, for your time.
Is that it?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Why? Because you feel you're giving airtime to a woman that stands up for herself?
No, that's not it at all. I believe in women standing up for themselves. But I think that in that case, that could have been a very serious injury to that man. Now, he's going to sue you, and he probably has a case.
He doesn't know Todd Gublin.
He doesn't know Todd Gublin.
All right. Well, you know Todd Gublin, the sheriff of Gublin County.
That's right.
Okay. I thank you very much.
Well, wait a minute. We wanted to, Steve?
Oh, the sheriff of Gublin County, he is a friend of mine. The sheriff of Gublin County, for him I did no time. The sheriff of Gublin County is the kind of guy to know. Oh, the sheriff of Gublin County, he sure don't blow. Well, the sheriff of...
I got it. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been...
And thank you, Steve Bozell here, talking to Bobby Dooley from Butner Lake, where she just stuck two fingers in the eye of a Butner Lake hillbilly. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. This is Steve Bozell. This has been a Steve Bozell Experience. Join me again for another one. Yeah? Yeah?
Hey, I want a transcript of this tape show to find out.
All right, and make sure that you listen tomorrow for more of the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, the sheriff of Gublin County.